425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home is trailing Valonia 27-24. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. But right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, tough break for your team tonight, 52-46 tonight. The game that you went down double digits in the second half made a heck of a comeback, just fell a little short there at the end.
Well, I tell you what, first and foremost, we took a huge punch to the gut right before we got out of practice. Mally went down, and she's tough as nails, and our kids know it, and she's a leader and someone that's, right there with those other seniors is kind of just the rock for our team. I'm not going to make excuses, because right. I thought Valonia played lights out tonight. They played great. Give them a lot of credit. I like their team. I like their players. I like the way they carry themselves. I really have a lot of respect for Coach Riley, and wish them nothing but the best the rest of the way. But it was a team that we were emotionally drained, and I think that had an effect on our kids. And we tried to kind of get ready to play and all that, and I just thought that our energy in the second half was better than the first half. And yeah. It wasn't that our kids weren't playing hard. It was there's a difference between playing hard and then playing hard with the right mindset. And I thought that we had a lot better mindset in the second half. And just defensively, just getting up and getting after people. And it was a good game. And we were down by, 12 at one point. Yeah. And. Yep. Came back and took a lead and had to use a lot of energy to do it. And, they played a little bit better than us those last 3 minutes.
It's kind of hard to believe. I mentioned it a few times. The fact that that they went up by 12 and then there were still 11 lead changes in this game tonight.
Yeah, it's, it's a good league. And, the game with Batesville the other night was 13 lead changes in the second half went to double overtime. And, Valonia played better than us tonight. I tell the girls all the time, when we get beat, I got out coached, you got out played, and we'll see what's going on with Mally. That's a big deal for our team, and we'll see what's going on, and hopefully we get her back, and she's a big part of this team one way or the other, and she did a lot of good things over there on the bench tonight to lead us, and I know it's you want your team to be close and really care about each other and be like family. And
sure.
But I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes when you're that close and that's the way you want it and stuff like that happens, it takes a little bit of a toll on you.
Well, you're going to take this Friday off and then head back out on the road next Tuesday and play a Lady Devil Dog team from Morrilton that you handled pretty well last time you played them.
We did, but it won't be like that at their place. It'll be a heck of a game, and we'll be lucky if we get out of there with a win. They've got a brand new gym. They play different down there. They play with a different energy. They have two of the, I think, best players in the league that are hard to stop. And, you know, the night that we played them, you know, Hannah had one of those nights where she went off and made 8 or 9 threes.
Yeah.
And I don't care what's going on or who you're playing or what you're doing. When you have a kid do that, that gives you a lot of cushion and a lot of room for error in a lot of other areas. And we just kind of got control of that one early, and it just kind of snowballed. It'll be hard. It'll be tough there, and we'll have to play well. And every game, even at this point in the year, you see things and you think, you know what, I didn't know that we could do that. And we did some things tonight in the second half, and, you know, I didn't really know if we were capable. And so to be able to see us do that, that kind of, I feel like that helps us down the road.
So how much, speaking of helping, how much do you think having this little extra time will help you in preparing for this Moralton team?
Well, we've been – it's weird because the game at Batesville, we had 2 or 3 kids that never came out of that game, and it went double overtime. And I could just tell that it's just been hard for us because I could tell they're tired.
Yeah.
And I could tell they were a little bit tired tonight. And it's going to be good for us to get our legs back underneath us. And any time that these girls have a little bit of extra time to prepare, it really helps them. And, they're smart kids. They listen and they try to do what you ask them to do. And anytime they have a little bit of extra time, it really helps.
Well, Dell, thanks for joining us, and good luck next Tuesday.
All right, Matt. Thank you.
That was Mountain Home Girls Basketball Coach Dell Leonard. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing Valonia 27-24. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
We welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trails of Valonia 27-24. Looking at the scoring summary, kind of a balanced attack for both teams. Right now, leading the way for Mountain Home is Luke Cruz with 7 points, 6 on the night for Luke Dibble, 5 for David Waymeyer, and then 2 points each for Colton Peters, Hunter Bashirs, and Talon Benton. For Valonia, they have, eight players on the board right now. Leading the way is Tyson Wirtz with 5 points, 4 each for Corbin Watson, Jordan Britton, and Austin Kuntz. 3 each for Hunter Neely and Grant Goers, and 2 points each for, 2 points each for Tyler Moran and Caleb Johnson. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Bologna 27-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living